when I wake up in the morning.
Do it!
Nikki and Zamello for your drive-in.
97.3.
Let's go!
Coast FM.
This weekend, certain states will adjust their clocks. Easter Sunday is the day our gap with the east goes back 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So I've discovered some stats from the US about daylight saving that I thought I might share.
Okay.
I don't know if they necessarily, you know, fight for or against the cause, but nonetheless, the switch to daylight saving time increases your risk of heart attack by up to 24% on the Monday after the time change, apparently.
But is that because you freak out? You don't know what time it is?
Well, they reckon it's actually about lost sleep. You would think it's about that, but like it's showing how even a small amount of less sleep
really
makes a big difference. But somehow apparently reduces crime by 7%.
How can they possibly link it to that?
Well, they're just pulling the daily stats. That's what the stats show.
Oh,
researchers estimate that car crashes in the US caused by sleepy daylight saving drivers likely cost 30 extra people their lives over the 9-year period between 2002 to 2011.
Goodness.
Problems don't stop there. Daylight saving also causes more reported injuries at work, more strokes, and may lead to a temporary increase in suicides.
Wow.
So the reverse is possibly true as well. So I'm guessing that means this weekend we can probably expect the risk of heart attacks in Victoria, say, to go down by 24%, with crime expected to rise. In Canberra, not so sure how that all evens out, especially because I feel like most of the crimes that they commit there probably also increase the risk of a heart attack, especially given the age of most blokes in Parliament, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Goodness me, I don't want to think about that.
No. Morning, Nikki and DeMello here.
Good morning on a steamy old Tuesday.
It's odd this morning. I noticed.
It's so weird.
Was it steam or I looked like fog, but it was possibly just kind of.
It's just so humid. I think the air
steam
is so thick.
Well,
what was it in Perth yesterday? It got to 40.
About 40. Just a, yeah, I think
sneaky
pretty damn close
40?
To. Yeah.
Where did that come from?
And then talk of thunderstorms.
Yeah.
Possible thunderstorms this morning before midday. So
well, I've heard the rain this early this morning and it was a bit of sprinkle on the way in. So
madness.
It is.
Glad I left my windows down.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. No, I'm not actually. Yeah. Just thinking maybe I'll duck out
right
in the songs, put my windows up in case there's any more of that business going on. So the Ever Given is free. The Suez Canal boat.
Oh, the boat, yes.
They've got it floated.
Still shut, though, isn't it? They've got to resurface it or something.
Well, I imagine. Because I imagine whatever stopped
torn up
could possibly, you know, create dramas for whatever else is coming through.
Yeah.
And then there's quite a backlog, you know, that they've got to try and slowly go through. So, but anyway, if you've been waiting on a pair of bargain Yeezys you bought from Wish, chances
are. First of all, they're not Yeezys, I can guarantee.
Yes, there's that. However, that look, with any luck, they'll be floating your way soon.
Yep.
Maybe not literally. Obviously, the border with Queensland is now shut.
Yes.
So, yeah, here we go again with more on that front. I heard, was it 10? Not last night, but like previously, like 10 new cases in Queensland yesterday. I don't know what the figures are for today, but it really is a never-ending process.
When does it end, you know? How many people do we need to vaccinate before it's like
more.
Yeah, more than what we've done now.
Yeah, and I don't know, is it two that are required? Like two vaccinations?
Yeah, I don't even know. Even the people that are in the vaccination groups that I've spoken to don't even know how to get like their vaccine. They've spoken to their doctors and they're like, man, I don't know. Okay, cool.
Okay, so we're still in uncharted territory.
Yep.
All right, we may run aground anytime soon, given that.
Hey,
but some exciting news for you. Pinjarra and Dwelling Up have been announced as finalists in the 2021 GWN7 Top Tourism Town Awards, and they need your vote. So you got to pick one. Pinjarra been nominated for Small Tourism Town Winner, population under 5,000, and Dwelling Up for Top Tourism Town Award, population over 5,000.
Right.
Voters will go into the
Dwelling Up more than Pinjarra?
Well, according to these figures. Yeah.
There you go.
Voters will go in the running to win a $5,000 WA travel voucher or a $500 to spend at any RAC park or resort. And
lovely.
Go to toptourismtown.com.au to find out how you can vote. But, yeah, one email address per vote.
Mm-hmm.
Voting ends April 8th, so get in pretty quick on that front to nominate your fave. Morning, Nikki and DeMello here.
Good morning on a steamy old Tuesday.
It's odd this morning. I noticed.
It's so weird.
Was it steam or I looked like fog, but it was possibly just kind of.
It's just so humid. I think the air
steam
is so thick. What was it in Perth yesterday? Got to 40.
About 40. Just a, yeah, I think it's pretty damn close 40. To. Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
And then talk of thunderstorms.
Yeah.
Possible thunderstorms this morning before midday. So
well, I've heard the rain this early this morning and it was a bit of sprinkle on the way in. So
madness.
It is.
Glad I left my windows down.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. No, I'm not actually. Yeah. Just thinking maybe I'll duck out right. in the songs, put my windows up in case there's any more of that business going on. So the Ever Given is free. The Suez Canal boat.
Oh, the boat, yes.
They've got it floated.
Still shut though, isn't it? They've got to resurface it or something.
Well, I imagine. Because I imagine whatever stopped
torn up.
Could possibly, you know, create dramas for whatever else is coming through.
Yeah.
And then there's quite a backlog, you know, that they've got to try and slowly go through. So, but anyway, if you've been waiting on a pair of bargain Yeezys you bought from Wish, chances
are... First of all, they're not Yeezys, I can guarantee.
Yes, there's that. However, that look, with any luck, they'll be floating your way soon.
Yep.
Maybe not literally. Obviously, the border with Queensland is now shut.
Yes.
So, yeah, here we go again with more on that front. I heard it was at 10, not last night, but like... Previously, like 10 new cases in Queensland yesterday. I don't know what the figures are for today, but it really is a never-ending process.
When does it end, you know? How many people do we need to vaccinate before it's like...
More.
Yeah, more than what we've done now.
Yeah. And I don't know, is it two that are required? Like two vaccinations?
Yeah, I don't even know. Even the people that are in the vaccination groups that I've spoken to don't even know how to get like their vaccine. They've spoken to their doctors and they're like, I don't know. Okay,
so we're still in uncharted territory.
Yep.
All right, we may run aground anytime soon, given that. Hey, but it's some exciting news for you. Pinjarra and Dwelling Up have been announced as finalists in the 2021 GWN7 Top Tourism Town Awards, and they need your vote. So you got to pick one. Pinjarra been nominated for Small Tourism Town Winner, population under 5,000, and Dwelling Up for Top Tourism Town Award, population over 5,000.
Right.
Voters will go into the
Dwelling Up more than Pinjarra.
Well, according to these figures. Yeah.
There you go.
Voters will go in the running to win a $5,000 WA travel voucher or a $500 to spend at any RAC park or resort.
Lovely.
Go to toptourismtown.com.au to find out how you can vote. But, yeah, one email address per vote.
Mm-hmm.
Voting ends April 8th, so get in pretty quick on that front to nominate your fave. Yeah, you are the resident horse person in this room.
I'm the horse in this room, Shahad.
I think it's fair to say.
The horse expert.
You are the resident horse expert. So what have you discovered?
Well, look, I didn't even know this, but researchers in Italy have been seeing how self-aware horses are. So they've been setting up mirrors. Like they do this with all animals. They set up a mirror, like plonk them in front of it, see how they react.
I think it's surprising. I think there's only some kind of apes that can recognise themselves.
Yeah.
I think there might be some birds.
Yeah, so there's apes and birds. And
kids have to get
to
a certain age. Like kids, like up until a certain age, don't really get it.
Don't know that that's them looking back at them, and that that's you know you can fix your hair, or you know, like this is animals that preen themselves when they see themselves in the mirror. Yep. So they realise that horses may be more self-aware than they thought. They painted a little cross.
They're doing their hair.
Well, they put a little cross on their faces, painted a little cross, and when they put them in front of the mirrors, they looked at themselves. Some of them poked their tongues out. Some of them like kind of rubbed their hair, and others looked at the cross and started to rub it off.
Really?
Because they could see it in the mirror.
Wow, that's funny.
But also, I mean, they've painted a cross on their face. It may have just been annoying them. I mean, they probably could feel
possibly,
it.
Possibly, that too.
So, look, I don't know, but they said self-recognition has only really been found, obviously, in primates. There's also some fish, bottlenose dolphins, magpies, and elephants are the only self-aware creatures that they'd found so far. But if horses are, in fact, self-aware. They say they could be some of the most self-aware, or you know, have a sense of self, the most intelligent out of those.
Well,
out of those animals,
we I don't think we give animals enough credit, and we're constantly learning more and more things.
Yeah, we think dumb animals. I don't know what they're doing, but
I'd just be curious to know what happens if we actually give like some kind of hoof-mounted comb to a horse,
if they could go
what
mad.
Would they do? How would they choose to style their hair? That's the next question I think
exactly
these
right.
things need to answer.
Well, I think they're ashamed when they're not styled to their liking. My
really
horse gets upset when he's not dressed the way he likes.
Do they all like plaits? Like some of them
no,
might
they
not
hate
like
them.
Plaits. And what about a centre part? You know, these are the big questions.
No horse likes a centre part, I can tell you that.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
School holidays, 3 days away. That means also being Easter, double demerits kick in pretty soon. Like they'll be like, what, tomorrow night? Probably. Wednesday midnight into Thursday, because it's normally the day before. Anyway, as part of all of the City of Mandurah's endless weekends, they kick off with a packed Easter weekend. Free outdoor movies, Easter egg hunts and plenty more going on. Get details at our website for that, coastlive.com.au. Also, Max Pinjarra is happening.
Oh.
Man.
All the cars.
It is.
Brum brums.
It's very good. For those that don't know what cars mean. There's a dino comp. There's ride on mower racing. Food stalls, market trade stalls, free kids entertainment and over 300 of WA's finest hot rods, street machines, motorbikes and more at Sir Ross McClarty Oval Pinjarra on Sunday.
There really is something for everyone this long weekend. You can't say that there is not something happening for you.
No. Maxpinjarra.com.au for details on that. And it's National Pencil Day, Nikki.
Pencil Day.
It is. National Pencil Day.
The pencil, it doesn't get recognised enough, doesn't it?
It doesn't. Saluting,
especially these days.
Here we are, saluting the humblest of all of the writing tools. And shout out to everyone still hoping to get their pen licence, by the way, who are, you know, still,
hang in there.
Still working on the pencils. You'll get there.
You'll get there one day.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with entertainment news delivered live today from the spiritual home of Easter, which we all know is Easter Island.
Right.
Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Reports are Emma Stone and husband Dave McCary have welcomed a baby girl into the world.
Aww.
No official statement has been made by the couple yet, but they're said to be keeping a low profile at their Malibu home. More baby news with Jason Derulo. He has revealed that his girlfriend, Jenna Frooms, is pregnant with their first child.
Wow.
He revealed the news on Instagram, writing, "Couldn't be more excited for this new chapter in our life." They reportedly met each other at the gym last year before the coronavirus pandemic, and they began dating shortly after. So it's a
swift romance.
I was going to say it's a quarantine baby, isn't it?
Yeah. I wonder if this baby's going to come out saying its name all the time.
Oh, dear. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has dramatically revealed the release date for his upcoming DC Universe movie, Black Adam, in an announcement in Times Square, New York.
The hierarchy of power in the DC Universe is about to change.
The hierarchy of power in the DC Universe is about to change.
It is. And
for anyone that couldn't quite understand that.
It is. That was announced along with the date, 22nd of July, 2022. In addition to Johnson, former James Bond actor Pierce Brosnan will also be in the movie, playing Dr. Fate in his first superhero role. Also due out in July next year are sequels for Black Panther, Fantastic Beasts, Minions, and another horror film from Jordan Peele. Black Adam will also share the same opening weekend with Disney's fifth installment of the Indiana Jones franchise.
Wow.
So buckle yourselves in for July next year. Very busy. And the Dolly Parton A Musicares tribute is coming to Netflix. In 2019, Parton was the first country artist to be honoured as the Musicares Person of the Year. And there was a big tribute concert for her featuring Katy Perry, Leon Bridges and Miley Cyrus paying musical tribute to the country icon.
Good evening and welcome to the Musicares Person of the Year tribute to the incomparable Dolly Parton.
What an honor to be in this room celebrating the fabulous life and career of my fairy godmother, Dolly Parton.
What a lady.
I know. Chris Stapleton, Shawn Mendes and Willie Nelson were also among the performers. You can check it out from April 7th on Netflix.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.